Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. And Bill has his index of small business optimism, the NFIB Optimism Index that he's been conducting and inquiring about and processing and making available to you and me for over 40 years in a very understandable way. I encourage you to go to his website, smallbusiness.org,
right.
Yeah, and you can find the summary there. I encourage you to really read the summary like I do. And Bill, thanks again for the great work. We polled our audience recently. I told you about and asked them what were the top five things, which of these top five things are the most concerning you. And, you know, we asked them about Obamacare. We asked them about sales. We asked them about a cash flow. We asked them about do you need to get a loan, that kind of thing. All four of our – somebody responded to four of the five of those questions, and somebody said one of those four were concerning them. The big one was more, we need more sales. The second one was taxes and regulations. But the one that got zero, nobody said we need a business loan.
Yeah.
Deleveraging – it's still going on in small business, isn't it?
Well, you know, it appears to be.
And that's not that's not a good sign for growth, is it?
Well, no, it's a bad sign for growth because the only the reason people borrow money is because they're going to put it to work somewhere, expanding their business or hiring more workers or whatever, and that's what we need to see happening. So that's the spending that creates the growth in GDP and jobs that we need, but. Owners are so pessimistic about the future, you know, they won't make those bets. So they're not going to borrow, you know, $50,000 or $100,000 and put it into a project that they are not sure is going to work at all because they do have to pay the loan back. So they're just sitting on the sidelines waiting for things to get better and wisely because it would be crazy to borrow the money and then you know, try to open a store when you have no customers.
I mean, what would you say? But now here's something that I think is connected to that. Only 15% of our folks said that cash flow was a problem. So to me, the deleveraging, not wanting a loan, tells me that people are running their businesses in a lot more efficient and a lot more disciplined way. For 15% of small business owners to only be 15% that are concerned about cash flow, that's a good sign for the health of small businesses, but it's not a good sign for growth, is it?
Well, right. It's for so the existing businesses have figured out, you know, the right size of staffing and inventories and so on to service their customers who are not very optimistic either. The Michigan Index came out a day or two ago, and that it fell again, so consumers are not optimistic, and so they're not spending. So we've adjusted, so the cash flow is not an issue, but there's just no growth. That's all, and that's the thing we keep looking for, and we're not getting. And you know,
but are you
median income falling for consumers and jobs growing very slowly? Not a good deal.
Are you seeing anecdotally, though? Are you? And that's probably a silly question to ask a researcher like you, but it just my instincts. Though I'm feeling like the economy, like people are freeing up a little more money these days. What do you think? When I talk to corporate America, it seems like they're spending a little bit more money than they were. What do you think?
Well, I'm not real sure that that's the case. As I'm looking at,
as I talk to other people who deal with them, it seems like
I get a sense that things are, you know, picking up real well. If you look at our numbers, we had like 23% say sales were headed up quarter on quarter, and and 26% said up quarter on quarter, 26% said down quarter over quarter.
Yeah, that's a wash.
In that sense, that the difference between those two is the smallest that we've seen in right. 7 years. So yeah. That's the good sign. So I guess you would conclude that things are picking up a little. Yeah, I have to buy that.
I'm grasping
with you.
I'm grasping for anything here, Bill. Hey,
I know.
are you? I'm still concerned about an equity bubble bringing down the economy and hurting the people who didn't benefit from the run up. What do you think?
Yeah,
I'm still worried about Wall Street. What do you think?
Yeah, the ratio of our net worth to GDP is at bubble levels. That is, the claims on output are huge. It's as bad as it was during the housing bubble.
Yeah.
So, and you know, Mother Nature abhors bubbles. She's going to correct them one way or the other.
Yep. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, sir.
We'll see you next month. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, chief economist for the NFIB and our good friend. He'll be back next month. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.